from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. New Jersey is cracking down on home invasions. Governor Phil Murphy gave an overview of the new legislation while signing it today during a ceremony in Edison.
Significantly raise penalties for home invasion, burglary, and residential burglary. And if such a crime is committed by an individual carrying a firearm or a deadly weapon, this law will ensure that they face even stronger penalties.
The legislation creates the offenses of second-degree residential burglary and first-degree home invasion burglary, both punishable by prison time. The bill's signing comes just days after a Cumberland County detective sergeant was killed during a home invasion. A 52-year-old Ocean County man is convicted of the kidnapping, sex assault, and murder of a 17-year-old girl whose body was found in Sayreville more than 20 years ago. Bruce Szymanski of Barnegat was found guilty by a Middlesex County jury for the 1999 murder of Nancy Noga, a resident of Sayreville. Szymanski was arrested in 2021. He faces 30 years to life when sentenced in January. And over 500 school districts in New Jersey are committed to teaching about food education and healthy choices through the Farm to School program. State Department of Agriculture Division of Food and Nutrition Director Rose Chamberlain says participation can vary by having a school garden, partnering with New Jersey farmers, lessons, taste tests, and more.
And these types of lessons are going to last a lifetime and get them to make healthier choices as they grow into adults.
She says food sourcing happens at the local level, regardless if a district is a self-operated food service or if it goes through a food service management company. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are higher temps sticking around? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next weather maker is a cold front on Thursday. Yes, 6 days away. The biggest challenge in this forecast is figuring out just how warm it's going to get for this weekend and beyond. Now, tonight, with clear skies and dry air, temperatures are going to dip into the chilly zone. Lows will be in the mid-40s by morning. Probably not a frost for the majority of New Jersey. Tomorrow looks great, sunny and mild with highs around 70. On Sunday, we'll see more sunshine and getting even warmer here, 70 to 75. Monday, mostly sunny, and I'll call it very warm, with highs 75 to 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange, 66. Hillsborough, 70. Toms River, 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by MyPillow. For a limited time, get a standard MyPillow for only $14.88 or a Queen MyPillow for just $18.88. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.